District 32, Business Radio. Insights and inspiration. District 32. By today's business leaders.
Hi, I'm Lorraine. This is District 32 Business Radio, and I'm here today with the infamous Jacqueline Campbell of Breaking Business. Jackie, how are you?
I'm great. I think infamous is a bit, you know, out there, but we'll take it.
It means big.
Big. Yeah,
it's big. You're,
right.
You're reputable.
Not that we got infamous as in not famous yet. Well, you know how it goes. Keep working until you no longer have to introduce yourself. So we'll go with that.
That's right. It was all meant in the best positive light. So, Jackie, great to have you on here today. It's always great to see you. Breaking Business. Tell me what it's all about.
It's one of those things. If you had to put us in a box, we would probably end up in marketing. But in all reality, we do such a tiny sliver of what marketers do that I'm not sure we've actually earned the label, to be honest.
I'm sure you have. But
marketing is one of those things. I mean, when you think marketing, you think big, multimedia, national, this is and that. But it doesn't have to be like that. And that's what Breaking Business is all about. It drove me bonkers that people had to jump into these packages, these set ways of doing things. And these days, when you're talking about your message, you in a space, it just doesn't need to fit a cookie cutter. It can be anything you want to. You can break those norms, break the way of having to do things, and still be successful at business, hence Breaking Business.
I love the way that you've used the wording in there to get your marketing message across. But what does Breaking Business do? What do you actually do? How do you help business owners?
Well, we actually only do two things.
Okay.
We started doing lots more, but in the interest of niching down and being specific, we do two things. We work with people so they can find their voice.
Okay.
And then we work with people to use it.
Okay.
So find it, use it. Very simple. None of the other hoo-ha. Just what's your message? What do you actually really need to say here? And then how do you get it out there? Because not everybody likes standing up on a stage. Let's be honest. Not everybody's like us. Who knew there's other people out there? But once you find that message, once you spend time often chatting with someone, it's so much easier than trying to go, well, why do I get out of bed in the morning? What do I actually do? I am the best kept secret ever. And it just doesn't work. So what we found is if you have those conversations, you can get to the bottom about why you actually do what you do. Once you get that clear, then you can use that to go into avatars and all the other marketing stuff that marketing people do. I mean, we all know that you can't talk to everybody. You have to talk to one individual, one avatar, which is brilliant. But no good if you haven't worked out what on earth you're going to say to them.
So I think it's really interesting that you say that. And I've heard some people who've been interviewed by you, like this we're doing now. So I'm interviewing the master here. But I've heard some of the feedback afterwards. And what people will say is, you know, it's if you ask me to write down what problems I solve and why I get out of bed in the morning, and if you tell me that's for a marketing publication and you ask me to write it, I will freeze.
Yep.
And freeze and freeze, and then I'll come up with some non-truths. I'll come up with what I believe my reader wants to read. But if you're chatting to me in a relaxed environment, as in a conversation with a microphone on, you ask me why I get out of bed, my answer will be the truth. And it's not doctored. It's the truth that comes from the heart. It's authentic. So that's the feedback that I get from people who have been working with you, is that, you know, you get your message out there and you actually literally do get people to find their voice.
And there's a really good reason for that. As I'm sure a lot of the listeners will know, is the part of you that buys something is the emotional side of stuff. You don't actually buy with your head, you buy with your heart, you buy with emotion. Now the problem with that is that the part of your brain which deals with emotion is the really old brain. It's the bit which got here way before we started doing all the sensible things. It has no capacity for language. So if you say to someone, why did you do something? They go, I don't have words for that. So my limbic brain will make something up which sort of kind of makes sense. And then you hang that on the, now I don't want to sound like a numpty, and I am intelligent and I better make something up which sounds good. So all of a sudden, instead of answering from your heart, you know, people say, I felt like this. You start adding words to it. So as soon as you start to talk about marketing, or you start to think, okay, I need to put a point across here, you've already lost that first point of discussion, that whole reason you're there. So if you can bypass that with a conversation, and again, without the large microphones and everything which sits in the way, just little lapel mics or something like that, which captures the conversation without it being a thing, then people start to talk. And you don't need all of the words. You only need some of them, but it takes lots of words sometimes to get to the bit you're after. Hence the conversation, because people are much more relaxed.
And when they're relaxed, we open up more, we talk more. The rapport's built face-to-face. People feel automatically more at ease, or they do with you anyway. Yeah. So that's how you help people find their voice and get their story out in an authentic way. So you were talking about you help people in two ways, though. The first one is, you know, finding the voice and what they're saying, and then the second one is how to use it or get it out there. So how, what do people need help with in that area? What do you think?
Well, the problem with, or one of the great challenges of running businesses, or small businesses particularly, you know, is the fact that everybody is trying to talk at you. They're trying to sell. I mean, small business people go, oh, look, I love running my small business, but I don't like sales. It's like, you know what? Get over it. If you are in small business, you are in sales. End of story. There is no, call it whatever you want, but if you're not talking about your business and you're not selling your product, your service, call it selling, chatting about it, whatever, it's not happening. So if you're not having the conversations and perish the thought, asking for the sale, then you're going to sit there and be the best kept secret and wonder why you ever got started. And then, God forbid, you'll actually do something horrendously horrible and get a real job. Yeah. And nobody, once you work for yourself, that is just the last thing you want to happen. So if you're not talking about your business and what you do and how you can help serve your clients or potential clients, then nobody is. The problem with that is you can't scale talking one-to-one. And if you want to have a business which where you're just servicing one person, you're meeting to the next person, fantastic, brilliant, all hope to you. And hopefully your hourly rate is really good, because if you like taking holidays, it's going to need to be. If you need to scale your business, you really don't have a choice but to speak one-to-many.
Yeah.
Now, there's a bunch of different ways to do that. You can stand on a stage. You can do, you know, run workshops, you can do sorts of kinds of things along those lines. But that's not everybody's bag. Not everybody is capable. Well, one of the biggest fears people have is public speaking, which boggles me, but that's beside the point. Because, I mean, I've spoken to groups, I think the largest group I've spoken to is just under 8,000 people. So you go, there's a lot of people, but it actually isn't, because you can only see the first two rows anyway. Yeah. It actually doesn't matter who's sitting in the dark. But not everybody has that chance or has that confidence to do that. Or, shall we say, has that lack of care. Because if people don't like your message, then people don't like your message. But not everybody can move to that space. So if you speak one-to-many without actually having to get up in front of people, you can do it through podcasting, through videos. It's amazing how many people we speak to who freak out completely about a Facebook Live. If you look at the stats of people who watch Facebook Lives, you're lucky to have four or five people, most people, four or five people. So nobody's there anyway. It just becomes this permanent record of potential numptiness. So you do have this bit of a freak out. But if you get a bit organised and then you put it out there, you can always take it down. I mean, what's the worst that can happen? I mean, apparently I'm going to stop loving you. But it is, it's a big exposure sort of kind of thing. So if you can do it through podcasting or through conversations like this, once it's done, it's done. I mean, we're speaking one-to-one, or one-to-two, really. We're speaking in a small group as a conversation. But where this is going to go is potentially one-to-thousands. But if you don't think about that, you just have the conversation, then you don't have to worry about it all. You can just get what you want done. You get a nice little edit done by somebody who knows what they're doing now, gets your message right, and then you've got this permanent record. And once you've got that from an audio point of view, which often people find much easier to talk about their message than to try and write it down on a blank piece of paper, you can then repurpose it every way but Sunday. You know, you can shorten it, lengthen it, get it transcribed, you can put it into blog posts, you can do all this stuff with them because you've got that core message. And you've got it the easy way by having the conversation. And then you can get it out, once you've perfectionized it and fussed about with it, then you can get it out there to that one-to-many. But it's still that one-to-one capture, which makes it often so much easier.
I think it's a really great way to look at it. You know, and then it does, it becomes a product. It's a digital product that you can use to promote your business. And I've just heard recent stories of business owners in Perth that we know who have utilized a podcast, they put it on their LinkedIn profile, and scored a job worth tens of thousands of dollars because they had the gall to put up an interview about what they do and how they help business owners.
How dare they? anybody call that marketing? Sales even? Gracious me.
So look, I think the concept is absolutely fabulous, you know, to help people find their voice, say what they want to say in a truthful and authentic manner, but also then what do you do with that to marketing? Because we all need the marketing, we all need sales, and it's about finding easier and different ways to do that as business owners.
And it's such an honour to sit down with people and for them to see them sort of start nervous and then start to relax, start to tell their story, and you can see things going, oh, hang on a minute. And as they, because they've had those conversations, when they get those things from their clients, they've already had that chat with somebody else. They know what they're saying next. So what is really interesting, and you can see the people that I've done a reasonable number of, you know, interviews with and bits and pieces, is the feedback that I get from them is not so much that they use the content, which they do, it's their confidence about talking about their business and what they do changes. So their sales don't just come from the content itself, but also because of the change it makes in the way they talk about their businesses when they're having these conversations. So there's sort of that double-edged.
So what you're doing when you're interviewing people then is you're really giving them permission to be the expert. And because they're doing that in a relaxed manner, they can walk away thinking, oh, I actually do know what I'm talking about. And I can have that professional conversation.
And I got that feedback and someone was interested. My goodness.
Yeah.
Because let's face it, when we're actually out there networking, if you walk into a room, there's umpteen other business owners with you there. We're all there for the same purpose. We have given each other permission to tell us about your business. It's not like you're at a party and you're suddenly around a barbecue. It's you have permission to speak about your business, so do it.
Look, I just absolutely love that. I love it, I love it, I love it. And I love that analogy with the barbecue as well. I'll use that, I'll steal it. Why your story needs to be authentic and why it needs to cut through the noise. So what tips do you have around that for us?
Okay. Everybody pretty much knows that you do business with people you know, like, and trust.
Yep.
Yep, we've heard it a billion times. How often do you see on Facebook, on the internet, on whatever else, there's the, I've got this magic bullet system. See, look at my Learjet and look at my Ferrari, which you know is rubbish. But people click on it anyway. But if you actually have your core message sorted out, so get that done first, and then if whatever you do is aligned with that, you become believable. People go, oh, there's Lorraine. District 32, power of connection. Everything you do aligns with that, so that becomes that authentic, sensible why. People get it, why you get out of bed in the morning. What you do aligns with that, your messaging aligns with that, everything makes sense. So when people think, oh, geez, I need to connect with people, they think, Lorraine, District 32, power of connection. First thought. They don't have to go, oh, what does she do again?
You do. I mean, but how do business owners get to that? Do you think it takes iterations? Is it a big gap that people have that their messaging is not congruent or authentic or it's not cutting through the noise? Do you think it's something that people find easy, or do they need to be in business for 5-10 years before they can get there? You know, what's your experience around that?
At the risk of being controversial.
Oh, yeah.
Here we go. One of the things which drives me bonkers is a lot of people seem to work in marketing, and I get that, who say post often, post regularly, 3 times a day, this, that. But nobody's got anything to say that many times. So once you work out what your message is going to be, how about instead of becoming part of the noise, just get involved when you've got something to actually say, which aligns with the message. And doesn't have to be an offer. It can be a tip, a trick, or whatever else. But once you've worked out what your why is, and that can be, you know, a couple of glasses of wine and some marshmallows and a chat with the significant other. Why do I do this? Once you've worked that out, then just talk about that. Don't try and be everything to everybody. You just can't. The old, if you're trying to speak to everybody, you're actually speaking to nobody, which, again, is another throwaway line. But if you get in your head, who am I trying to help? What am I actually doing? Niche it down, which feels like you're leaving everybody out, but you're actually not. So, for example, if I am talking for breaking business, I talk only to Simon. Simon is my avatar, or my ideal client. He is 6.5 pages long. I know everything about him. So when I go, oh, goodness, what am I going to say? I know what his next problem is. I know what he needs to hear. So I'm just speaking to him. That doesn't mean I don't do a whole stack of other stuff. It means that when I'm speaking to him. So some of the stuff which I'm saying will actually be relevant to other people And do I work with them? Absolutely. But I don't speak to them directly. I'm just speaking to Simon.
So you're talking about your message. When you're talking about your message cutting through the noise then, you're talking about being specialist in your messaging and keeping it, you know, the same congruent with what you're trying to, how you're trying to be perceived. So you're not saying don't post or get involved, but just be very specific.
Make sure
and specialize
that you're consistent.
What you're saying.
Absolutely. Breaking Business only does two things. We help people find their message and we help people talk about their message. That's it. We do a whole bunch of other stuff, but when we're talking about to our community, we're only talking about those two things. If you're struggling to get work out what on earth you actually need to say to people, then we can help with that. Sure, we can do podcasts and we can do Done For You and we do video logs and we run workshops and we do a whole stack of other stuff. But that's the how to the why we do what we do.
Yeah.
And we only ever talk about the why. Because when clients are ready to hear or ready to work with us or work with me, that's what they're listening for. They're not listening for a whole stack of, oh, you need to get your work-life balance right. They don't have a problem with work-life balance. They don't have any time. You know, it's like, just be specific. And then that's what people will be listening for. Look what people Google. You know, they don't look Google, oh, I need to enrich my life with better whatever. So they go, I am stressed. So talk about how you answer the problem. And rather than just constantly talking about a whole sack of other stuff, just be specific about what you're doing and post or jump online or do whatever you do when you have something to say, not just waffle for the sake of waffling.
So I know that some business owners will be thinking, because I've, you know, helped or speaking to business owners about this before, and the common question that I get here, or objection, if you like, is, but I have helped so many people for so many different problems, and how can I possibly be specialized? And then we try and cram all of our messages and everything onto a website, which just becomes, as you say, absolute noise. So what would you say to people who would come back with that objection, if you like?
If you have three distinct products, for example, you might sell widgets, Who's or Flops, and Heezies. Fine, no problems. If everybody buys widgets, Who's or Flops, and Heezies, brilliant. But if you've only got a specific clientele that buys widgets, then have something which specifically speaks to widgets. Just speak to those clients about widgets. Don't worry about these things over here, the other bits and pieces, they'll get there. But just speak about widgets, and then the widget buyers will find you.
Sounds so simple.
It does.
It's really simple.
We just make things so complicated.
We do. It's so much stuff in our heads. So much stuff. We are talking today on business tips around having a simple framework for why story. What does that mean, why story in a framework? Enlighten me, please.
A why story. Now, I'm a real big fan of storytelling, both for business and for general everything, because people are designed to listen to story. We have done since forever. So you can tell me about the widgets and the gadgets and the everything else that my computer does, but I want to know, is it going to be able to process the audio files? I don't care if it's got giggle flops and whatever. So I need the story about it. I need to know why it exists. Does it do what I need it to do? And that can be a service, it can be you as a business, it can be anything along those lines. Now, from a framework point of view, one of the hardest things you have when talking about your brand or your service, once you've worked out, you know, why you exist, is that sometimes you get 30 seconds to do it. Sometimes you get 10 minutes to do it. Sometimes you're trying to put a half an hour presentation together. Rather than starting from scratch every single time, I mean, you can use a hero story where you rush in and save the day, or you can use, you know, the whole build it up to a big climax and it's all exciting and wonderful, and then here's your solution. Ta-da! But to do that, it means you've got to create new stories for different lengths every time. If you use a model that looks a bit more like a bullseye, for example, and you put your core why right in the middle, and then you build a bit of a layer on the outside, so which gives you a bit more detail about the why. And then you can build another layer with more detail. And so create yourself a story, particularly from the inside out. You know, we're talking Simon Sinek's original, you know, why, how, what. But if you put that why in the middle, your core message for your business, whichever, whatever that happens to be, and then you build your story out, then instead of having to reinvent it every time, you can go, okay, I've got 10 minutes. I start from this layer, and you just talk your way in. And then if you've got a longer presentation, you start from further out with more detail, more example, more case studies, and work your way in. That way you're not having to reinvent yourself every single time you need to do a presentation.
That is really great, Jackie. You've just helped me. Thank you very much. I'll steal that.
Absolutely. Well, it doesn't actually have a name yet. I'm working on it.
It's the bullseye model.
Well, it's sort of kindly loosely based on the... yeah, sort of core centric. There's a storytelling, you know, the seven different ways of telling stories, blah, blah, blah. But I was looking at it and thought, actually, we could apply this to our messaging. And if you do it that way, then you don't have to write it every single time. And you end up at the same point. And it's the same core messages. But you have the level of detail that you need, which is either appropriate to the audience or appropriate to the length of time that you've actually got to speak about it without wobbling offline.
So that bullseye in the middle is always your why.
Always your why.
Why you do what you do.
Yep.
Why you get out of bed in the morning.
Yep, because... the why, people, I mean, you don't want to go down the road of using Apple and all this sort of stuff about it, of examples, but Apple exists. People know Apple exists, and it exists for a very good reason. It's the same as Microsoft to a certain extent. We know why Microsoft exists. We know why the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation exists. Apple is not a computer building company. It never has been. It's about challenging the status quo and creating great tech to do it. Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, it's about, originally Microsoft was about putting a PC on every desk. It was not about a PC on every desk. It was giving people the tools that they needed to do the best job they could. The computer just happened to be the way they do it. And it comes back the same with every business. Breaking business is all about helping people get their message out so they can change the world or change their part of the world. How we do it is through interviews, podcasts, workshops, etc., etc. And it doesn't change why we do what we do. It just changes the tools of how we do it. And once you get back to the reason that why your business exists, the problems that it solves, how it actually goes about doing that can be quite fluid. So you can have different widgets and gadgets, but the core message is the same.
I think that says I'm really interesting, and you know the way the world works, you end up having relevant conversations around trains of thought that you've had just at that time. So I've always thought about myself, like looking even on social media, and I would look around and think, well, what is my message? And I would just freeze, you know, so my personal social media stuff is just frozen. And it's because I was not talking to my why, which is exactly what you're talking about. So I used to get confused. I'm around, what's my speciality? Is it strategic marketing and positioning? Or is it what I aspire to be, which is leadership? And is it what's this and it's what's that? And actually, I only just realized it was this week, and it's like that my why is around freedom and independence.
Yep.
Because that's what I want for me, and that's what I want for everybody else. I want everybody to experience freedom, and that has to be my message. So my social media posts need to be around that. I don't want to talk about what I do or how I do it, but that why is what's truly going to connect with my audience, because that's why people are in business, right? It's for independence and freedom, or those are the ones that I want to talk to.
Exactly.
So this is a very apt conversation. So do you think that will work for everybody around their messaging?
I'm not going to say yes, because I haven't met everybody yet.
But yet on the end there.
But all of the people I've met with so far, even though they've got, oh no, that's not relevant to me, I run a mining company. Well, that's nice. But Rio Tinto, for example, exists for a reason. And it's actually not about putting rocks on boats. Though that's what they do. It's about providing commodity. There's a whole stack of things. So when you really drill down, and that's why these visions and statements and hoo-ha on the wall that you walk into offices have very little meaning. Anybody who says, our vision is to be the best. Well, what's the best? I mean, the best for you is not going to be the best for me. Or they have, you know, business excellence, on-time service. You're thinking, that's not a point of difference. That's a fundamental. Dude, yeah. If you're not going to turn up on time, I don't want to do business with you. That's not a point of difference. So, yeah, it's a case of getting back to why. And once you know why, how you go about it, it opens great freedoms for you as a business owner too.
Just before I wrap up on this one, Jackie, what's your why?
All my life, I have been infuriated by the way that people who don't have a voice are treated. If they can't speak for them, they can't speak for themselves. I don't have a right to speak for them, but I can have them speak for themselves.
I love that. And I just connected with you on a much deeper level from listening to you and watching your face just as you explained your why. Jackie, thank you very much for your business tip around, if anybody's struggling for their message, start with your why. It's the bullseye approach. We are talking about leverage. So your tip for today is leverage, but leveraging your why and your speaking one to many. What do you mean? How do you pull that together? Tell us about it.
Okay, well, anybody can generally pull off a conversation, maybe after a couple of beers in their hand, but a conversation. Everybody can sort of kind of pull off a conversation about their business. And let's be honest, we can drive our friends, family, partners a little bit bonkers talking about a business continuously. They're going, we know what you do, go away. You know, this is a barbecue, look around. Wrong target audience. But that ability to speak to lots of people and hold, not hold court, but certainly hold their interest, is about then being able to communicate with them about why you do what you do, how what you do may be able to assist them, or more importantly, someone that they know. Because don't forget, we don't sell to our network, we sell through our network. So it's not about you understanding what I do. It's about, well, it might be, but it's also about you going, hang on a minute, I know that Bob, Jane, Sarah, they've got the same problem. And so my conversation with you one-on-one is great, as long as you've got a whole stack of people behind you that know, well, that you know what I do and that you can help to. But if I can speak to everybody who's sort of in a group at the same time, if you can then have the opportunity to take that same single message that you've got and talk to lots of people at the same time, you're able then to leverage what you're trying to do.
Which is what business is all about, right?
Well, otherwise you spend an awful lot of time working with one person, and let's face it, unless your hourly rate is really, really good, you're not going to make a lot of money. Now, it's not about the business is necessarily all about making money, but it is reasonable to actually earn some money, because if you don't earn some money, you can't spend it with somebody else. That's super important. If you need to speak one to many without completely freaking out, not everybody can pull off standing on a stage. Not everybody can pull off an EduSell workshop where you go in and you go, this is basically my products, and it just doesn't help. So if you want to speak one to many, you can do it through podcasting, you can do it through recording, you can do it through blogging, whatever takes your fancy there. It doesn't need to be necessarily an audio message, it can be a written message. But what I've found is a lot of people find it much easier to talk about what they're doing through a conversation, sitting down, networking, chat over dinner, whatever, then actually when you sit down with a pen or your keyboard and a blank piece of paper. So if you can talk about it first through a conversation, then change it into text or short snippets or Facebook posts or blog posts, whatever you like, then you can speak that one to many, leverage your message without actually having to, I mean, there's a lot of people who do great writing. I'm not one of those people.
Yep.
I'm a talker. Just in case you hadn't recognized, I'm a talker. So I've got some great apps on my phone, and I've got my dictaphones always in my pocket. You know, I will speak, and then you edit, but at least you're not starting for something blank. So once you get that messaging down, then you can tweak it, fiddle with it, do whatever you need to do with it, send it to a copywriter if you need to. Just make sure they're speaking in your voice and they don't suddenly sound like somebody else. Then get that out there through whatever medium is appropriate to your avatar. If your target audience hangs out on Facebook, post to Facebook. If your target audience doesn't hang out on Facebook, then don't post to Facebook. Post to LinkedIn, post to a forum, do whatever. Find out where they are, then take that message and then spit it around. But spit it around in a way that's meaningful, not just noise. Because if you become part of the problem, then you're not actually solving anybody's, you know, you're not providing solutions, you're just turning into, you know, black and grey, fuzzy TV, you know, makes no difference.
So do you think then that, if we go back to even just the podcasting and the voice, because we know that one of the most interactive media is video.
Yes.
Right. But why do you think then that podcasting is fast becoming one of the greatest things to be? You know, it's just gone absolutely crazy in all countries all over the world. People have got channels, they've got followers, there's hundreds of thousands of podcast channels that you can subscribe to online. Why do you think that is then? Is that because of the fear? Why, what's your opinion around that?
I think there's three main reasons for that.
Okay.
Firstly, audio is much, much easier to edit than video is. There is nothing more annoying when I'm watching something and I get these stupid head jerks, three words and the head jerking back like a, and you think, for goodness sake, either if it was that bad, if it was that bad, just say it again. You know, but for some reason they edit every third word. You're thinking, really, just go back and do it again. It drives me nuts. And because you've got this constant head flicking and messing about, or they've recorded over a long period of time and the colors change, it becomes distracting for the message. Okay. The other thing about video is that you've actually got to stop what you're doing to watch it. You can't watch video when you're walking the dog or at the gym or in the car. Whereas audio, you can. You've always got that as a platform. It's why radio, I don't think we will ever replace radio as a medium.
Yeah.
The other thing is that as soon as you introduce a camera, people freak. Because they're going to be seen. They're not this anonymous voice anymore. So people often start with audio. I mean, that's the thing. Why will so many people podcast and won't do a Facebook Live? It's because there's just that extra level. Oh, is my hair right? Is my makeup right? Am I looking? Oh, no, I've got a zit on my nose. You know, when you were doing audio, it doesn't matter. Yeah. You can be in your pajamas. Not that I have been. Actually, yeah. No, that's a lie. I have been in my pajamas. So you can podcast in your pajamas. You know, it's such a great medium, and you seem to lose some of that inhibition, which goes with it, I think, to a certain extent.
So what we're talking about here then is, you know, your story, getting out there to one to many. Why are the reasons that podcasting and using your voice is so much better and easier and less confronting, but still as effective as video? But also the point there was, or the main tip that you started with was leverage. And you came through some really great points around, yeah, having the same story, leveraging that same material over and over again for different layers of time. But then you also were talking about how you can repurpose that content and really leverage that around having it transcribed, having it in a PDF, having it snipped up into different social media packages. And that's where is that in a nutshell that what you were talking about, really leveraging an interview?
Yeah, I think so. But also the other thing I would say is, even if you're going to just use the audio, it's definitely worth capturing the video. I know it sounds a little counterintuitive, even if you don't use it, because it's so much easier if you want to pop a little thing, a little grab up on Facebook, to grab the video which goes with that, just that little piece, and feed it through. Facebook, you can't load audio, it has to be a video file. So you either need to create something pretty, like a little audiogram, or you just grab a little piece of the video. So it's worthwhile actually filming it, even if you don't use it, just because you want that 30-second grab, if you're going to repurpose it that way.
That's really easy. Can you put your phone in one of these little things? And there'll be at least one 10-second block that you don't hate about yourself.
Oh, absolutely.
And there'll be one.
And the other thing is, how many times have you watched video or listened to audio, and your first thought has been, oh my God, they didn't have a right to be there. They didn't have anything useful to say. Did you see that zitter in her nose? That's just not what people are focusing on. That's what's in our heads.
Yeah.
It's actually not what the rest of the world is thinking.
Yeah.
The thing I think, main thing I want to make sure we get in here is to the from the leveraging point of view, is don't forget that you don't have to be an expert.
Yeah.
As in how you define an expert. You will never, ever know everything about a topic. There will always be people who know more than you, but don't forget there's also a whole bunch of people coming up behind you who don't know what you do. And to them, you are that expert. You are the attainable two or three steps ahead of you expert, not the Richard Bransons, not the superstars. That's just, you can't relate to that. They can relate to someone who's just finished solving a problem that they're just walking into. And you are an expert by that definition. So whether you perceive yourself to be an expert or not, you need to remember that you don't need to be an expert to join the conversation. And it's that conversation where people are exchanging ideas and talking around a topic that amazing changes happen, and that we all grow as businesses, as people, and as a community. So get involved. You don't have to know everything about everything to just get involved.
Jackie Campbell from Breaking Business on leverage and your voice and speaking one to many. Thank you very much.
You've been listening to District 32 Business Experts that educate and inspire. District 32 Business Radio Business Experts, 20 past the hour, every hour, Monday to Friday, on District 32, the power of connection.